Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about Hulu being added to Disney Plus Hotstar in India. Also be talking about a brand new film, Jagged Mind, and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Okay, so let's start off with some kind of interesting news that came about this week, because Disney Plus Hotstar in India has been updated and it now has a Hulu hub. Now, this definitely came out of nowhere. We weren't expecting this, but it kind of maybe ties up with a new trend that we might start seeing from now on. So let's kind of look first off at what this Hulu hub. So when you're in Disney Plus Hotstar in India, you can kind of browse through and there's just a hub there. So you click on Hulu and it then brings up all of basically the shows and films from 20th Television Studios, FX, etc. All at what we would refer to as Star Originals or Hulu Originals in the United States. So you got in things there like Single Drunk Female, Extraordinary, Dope Sick, The Dropout, all that kind of stuff. All the stuff that internationally has been under the Star tab, though in India, they haven't had that Star tab. So all of this is a little bit complicated when it comes to Hulu because of the history. And it's something I didn't think we'd actually see kind of internationally with Hulu launching, because simply put, didn't seem to be a lot of need to do it. And Disney's kind of been going in the opposite direction on this. So let's do a little bit of a quick history run. So first off, back in 2019, when Disney purchased 20th Century Fox, it acquired another 30% of Hulu, putting it up to 60%. That then put it kind of in the driving seat. And so what Comcast and Disney did is they did a deal where they would buy out the 10% stake in AOL, and that would leave them with 66%, Comcast with 33%. Disney would then be running the platform, and then in 2024, Disney or Comcast can force them to buy out the remaining share from Comcast. Now, there is a minimum spend of this one here, so it's around about $9 billion. It will reduce if Comcast don't put money into Hulu, which is something that seems to be the case, which will bring it down even further. At the minute, the two companies are in kind of a legal battle trying to work out what's going on with Hulu to kind of come up with a fair price, because Disney want to pay the least and Comcast want as much as possible. So they're going to get a third party in to kind of value it. There's also some other little things going on right now, because Comcast is saying that Disney kind of actively didn't go forward with an international rollout of Hulu, because instead it went with Disney Plus and kind of launched the Star program back about 2 years ago, which kind of makes sense. Disney said that they never promised to launch Hulu. And let's be honest, it didn't really make a lot of sense for Disney to launch Hulu when they were already launching Disney Plus. So now here we are right now. A couple of weeks ago, it was revealed that Disney is going to be introducing Hulu into Disney Plus in the United States. It's still going to be a separate app. It's still technically separate because they still don't own fully. But if you are a Disney Plus subscriber and also a Hulu subscriber, you know, if you're part of the Disney streaming bundle, you're going to be able to get access to Hulu content in Disney Plus in the United States later this year. And then I suspect at some point we will then see a full merger. Not all of Hulu's content is going to be available in Disney Plus in the US. But now let's get into what this means, I think, with the Hulu situation. Because other than Japan, which has Hulu already, but it's run by a separate company and has nothing to do with Disney, and they've already got the Star app over there as well as part of Disney Plus, you kind of look at it and go, well, this is a massive step, because this kind of could lead in one of two ways. It could mean now that Disney are going to start kind of using the Hulu brand internationally. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Star brand internationally was ended up being like replaced with Hulu. It would make marketing much easier, because then they can just say it's on Hulu and it's on Disney Plus. It would be a lot easier if it's a single system around the world. The Star brand, I always said, was extremely generic, means nothing. However, the Star brand still means something in India and in Asia, but most of the world, it doesn't really mean anything. They've been doing all the rebranding down in Latin America with Star Plus, which is a whole other issue, which hopefully they can fix soon, because it does seem like things are moving forward to kind of have a one app experience, and hopefully this is the start of it. But the fact that Hulu is now kind of a hub within a Disney Plus Hotstar in India, I would not be at all surprised if we start seeing this rolling out. And because Hulu kind of gives Disney this kind of nice little bubble to put all of the general entertainment stuff that doesn't fit under Disney and stuff in one little place, and kind of can keep it away from the Disney brand. I think Disney is still very wary of kind of having things like, you know, Pam and Tommy and things like that underneath a Disney brand. Even here in the UK, when that show launched, they kind of really did push the staffing. That's pretty much the only thing they've pushed with that for a while. Now, yeah, so this is going to be very interesting to see how this all moves forward. But yeah, so now there's a Hulu hub on Disney Plus Hotstar in India. It also looks like they're going to be introducing live television into Disney Plus Hotstar. So they're trying to do major different things there. Whether or not this rolls out internationally, who knows? But I would not be at all surprised if the Star brand kind of gets faded into Hulu. I think this might be a way of them also lining everything up with the US and kind of getting everything sorted. So things are definitely moving on the Hulu front. But let me know, would you like to see the Star hub changed on Disney Plus internationally to Hulu? So therefore, when it launches in the US, everyone's kind of got a similar system. It'd be great for me because it'd be nice and simple. But let me know in the comments below. Speaking of Hulu, they've also released a brand new trailer for an upcoming horror kind of thriller film called Jagged Mind, which is coming out on Hulu on the 15th of June. It's also going to be coming out on Star Plus and Disney Plus at a later date. It might even be the same date. They've just not officially confirmed it yet. So this new trailer is all about a woman. She gets into a new relationship, but there's kind of weird thing going on where she is kind of keep blanking out. But it might be the fact that the girlfriend is actually kind of doing, is behind it all. It looks very weird and creepy. It looks actually pretty cool. I'm definitely going to want to check this one out when it arrives. But did you watch the Jagged Mind trailer? I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below. Okay, and now let's talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. Not a huge amount today. I think the main reason for that is they kind of seem to be shifting away from Fridays because that's the big film release day. So we obviously got The Boogeyman out in cinemas today from 20th Century Studios. You've also got Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in cinemas from Sony and Marvel. If you go on to like Shop Disney or Marvel, they're all promoting it. So they're kind of interconnected with these ones. So that's why there's not as much. So in the United States, there was a new Pride documentary from National Geographic. Disney's also updated its Pride collection on Disney Plus around the world and kind of given it a bit of a fresh lick of paint. Though if maybe they hadn't have removed half the content in the US, like Willow and, you know, Big Shot and stuff last week, and Better Late Than Ever, it might have looked a little bit better, but that's a whole separate issue. There was also another new original series released today around the world called Searching for Soul Food. So this one is on Hulu in the United States and on Disney Plus, like here in the UK, Australia, Canada, etc. This is a brand new 8-part series where sort of a chef goes off and kind of tries different food all around the world, and she's kind of all about soul food. As the first episode is all like set in Mississippi and kind of looking at like, you know, cornbread and like, you know, just the food of the soul. So watch that episode. And then also there's another episode where she went to Italy and Naples, because I was there last week while I was on my cruise. So I thought I'm gonna go into that one, because that one, and she made like Italian pizza, and I mean, it is lovely there. So that was kind of interesting. There's another episode by, and kind of watch those two to kind of get a gist for it. If you like food and you want to learn more about like soul food, definitely check it out. But it's the fact that she goes off to different places in different countries like South Africa, etc., is I think a good way of kind of just giving us something a little bit different. So if you enjoy food documentaries, check that one out. Also in the United States today, there was the return of Anastasia. So that one has been re-added after being removed for a while. But again, Disney don't tend to promote these kind of things when they come back, because it's probably going to be going again pretty soon. But there we go. So let's now jump into the question of the day. Salvatore asks, when is the new Deadpool, Loki, and Avatar The Way of Water be out on Disney Plus? Okay, so let's get rid of the ones that we know first off. So Avatar The Way of Water is arriving on Wednesday, the 7th of June on Disney Plus around the world. It's also going to be on Max in the US because it's kind of the last film under that deal. We also know that Loki season 2 is going to be dropping onto Disney Plus around the world on the 6th of October. As far as Deadpool 3 goes, they've only literally, they're like kind of filming it right now. So that one's supposed to come out in cinemas next year. So probably wouldn't be arriving on Disney Plus until like 2025. So that one's a long way off. But nevertheless, let me know what you are going to be watching on Disney Plus over the weekend. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.